Wormholes, what the heck are they?
Well, think of a wormhole as being like a subway system through the universe, or a shortcut, if you like, through space and time. Now, some kinds of black holes might be the entrances to wormholes. Now, the simplest kind of black hole is no good. That's one that just sits there and doesn't move, doesn't spin. You fall into one of those, you've got big problems, okay? Because you're going to head towards the center of the black hole. It's called a singularity,
mm-hmm.
and you will just be squeezed out of existence. Inside of a black hole, space and time effectively swap positions, change roles. So trying to avoid the singularity of a simple black hole is like trying to avoid next Monday. You just can't do it. You're going to fall towards the center of it. But if the black hole spins around, which is what you'd expect, because all stars spin, so any black hole that forms from a spinning object is going to spin, then the singularity spreads out into a ring, which could be thought of as a portal. It's like the entrance to a wormhole. Now, if you could access that ring, you could then travel down the wormhole, like a subway system, and reemerge at some other point in space and time, either within our own universe or within another universe. So it's kind of like a subway system. The trick is finding them and then surviving the entrance into the wormhole.
Assuming that everything in the universe has a purpose, what's their purpose?
Well, you know, it could be that they just happen, or it could be that, you know, an ancient race may have actually constructed a system of wormholes, and that gets back to that movie, you know, Contact, that you were talking about. In that case, you know, an actual network of wormholes has already been established by some ancient civilization. If we could find one of those, then the purpose would be obvious. It would be a shortcut to other parts of the galaxy or to other galaxies.
How would they have made them?
Well, it's possible, if using future technology, we know that at the smallest level, you know, really, really tiny distance scales, that the universe is like a quantum foam, okay, and little black holes and wormholes are spontaneously coming into existence. If you could extract one of those little wormholes, grow it to, you know, macroscopic size, you could actually use it for transport. So it's quite possible that, you know, millions of years from now, we might be doing this, and some other race has already done it. You've extracted these, you know, these little wormholes using, you know, effectively quantum tweezers, I suppose.
Right.
Holding the mouths open with what's called exotic matter, which produces a negative pressure, negative energy density, and then transporting the other end of the wormhole to wherever you want to take it using conventional spacecraft. You could, in theory, set these things up any way you wanted.
Now, that would be fascinating, especially thinking about the fact that ancients may have created these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you'd expect, really. I mean, our galaxy is pretty old. You know, it's billions of years old. It was billions of years in existence even before the sun was formed. So if there was a previous generation of life here, you know, that had reached maturity even before life appeared on Earth, that species would almost be godlike in its powers. If it's disappeared, or maybe if it's even still in existence, it may have left behind this elaborate network of wormholes. And it's just a question, really, of us finding out, you know, where it all begins and how to access it.
And might they also get us into other universes?
Well, that's the other possibility, you know, that you enter another region of space and time, but it doesn't necessarily have to be within our own universe. It could be somewhere else. The difficulty is in predicting where it goes. I suppose you'd have to send a probe through it to find out, you know, where it actually goes, so you can map the whole thing. But yeah, in principle, that would be the best way of getting into other realities, is through these things.
Well, remember in Star Trek, they'd flip the old warp switch and off they would go on warp drive?
Yeah.
And the stars would just go, you know, right
exactly.
past.
Exactly, you know, and that may be another possibility, you know, is that if you can manipulate space and time, then maybe what you can do is stretch the space and time, you know, behind a spacecraft and squash it in front. And that way you don't actually violate this, the speed restriction, the speed of light restriction, because you're actually, you know, just manipulating space and time on a local scale. So that would, you know, allow you to create something like a practical warp drive. So once we get, you know, able to engineer space and time at that level, it really gives us access to, certainly within any part of our own galaxy.